few questions that I need to know. How you could ever hurt me so. I need to know what I've done wrong and how long it's been going on. Was it that I never paid enough attention? Or did I not give enough affection? Not only will your answers keep me sane, but I'll know never to make the same mistake again. You can tell me to my face, or even on the phone. You can write it in a letter. Either way, I have to know. Did I never treat you right? Did I always start the fight?
This morning, for those people who are in their homes and not going out, this program is for you. Never ever. All Saints, I'll be right back.
I feel isolated. Don't wanna communicate. I'll take a shower. I will scour. I will run. Find peace of mind. The happy mind. I want zone. Yeah.
Text and vocabulary runs right through me. The alphabet runs right from A to Z. Conversations, hesitations in my mind. You got my conscience asking questions that I can't find. I'm not crazy. I'm sure I ain't done nothing wrong. No, I'm just waiting. 'Cause I heard that this feeling won't last.
So, yeah, uncharted waters, new frontiers, that's what we call it. So, but I'm going to give you some tips today. The older people, I know that the younger folks are on their phones, and the younger folks, basically, they can get in the computers and the laptop and Pick up things and don't forget, stay away from fake news now. Go on the WHO website or the CDC website. It'll give you authentic news. Don't forget, go on those websites and keep abreast of what's happening. But all kind of stuff is happening with WhatsApp and social media. Be careful. A lot of crazy stuff up there. People are sending you and telling you what you should be doing. With this and that and this spray. A doctor called me the other day and tell me, hey, I got the formula, man. I got this stuff here that you can spray on your countertops and all those things. And you can kill the virus. Who knows? This thing you don't know. So the CDC, we're all the scientists, the WHO, those guys got the right information out there. They know more than everybody else. So you go on those. But I'm talking about the older folks who not very much computer savvy. Some of them don't even have these smartphones. You're sitting there in your homes, wherever you are, because this is not a Barbados thing. This is a worldwide crisis. We've never seen this before. We probably will never see this again in our lifetime. We're everything. The world is on halt right now. No flights and all kind of stuff. No. We're not going to panic, you know. We don't want that. Because when you have anxiety and panic, you do wrong things. We all have to approach this thing together. Together. We got to do this thing. And I'm going to give the older folks this morning that not very much in touch with social media, things that they should do. Because you're home, some people don't know what, some of you older folks don't even, you live alone. And your children can't come home because they're in the States or in Germany or UK because they can't travel. So you're there. So I want you tuning all you older folks, baby boomers, and even the younger ones who are not privileged to have their cell phones and stuff like that, but got the radio. The radio is right there, so you listen to me. Tell you some things you can do to protect yourself. One of the things, the first thing I think we should do is protect yourself. Always wash your hands. Washing the hands is very important. It's very important. Yes, a lot of people don't have money to buy sanitizers. And don't forget now, the sanitizers got to be at least 60% of alcohol in it. Look and see. Look at the ingredients and stuff. Make sure 60% or more of alcohol. But washing of the hands is the good old school way. You get that soap and you wash your hands. And not just wash. This washing is you sing for 20 seconds. You wash for 20 seconds. Make sure that you put your wash in between the fingers and the thumbs and the wrist. You wash for, and sing two happy birthday to you songs. That'll be 20 seconds if you don't have a time to time yourself. Happy birthday to you. Twice, and that'd be good, but you can't go wrong with washing your hands. You come from outside the market or wherever, as soon as you get home, wash your hands. Don't forget now, there's some sanitizers you'll have that you can just spray on top of your countertops and your shelves and all your banisters and all. You just spray it and just wipe that down. Keep doing that. That's so you can protect yourself. Don't forget your phones. If you have your phones, clean the phones with the same sanitizers. So the first thing here today is to protect yourself. And then we come back and talk about stress, how you could try to reduce your stress. We go through these things just for the older folks this morning. Don't let me down now. Oh, the Beatles, man. Love this song. Let's go back to the top. Yeah, why not? And I'll be right back. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down. Don't let me down.
head like she does. Ooh, she does.
Yes, she does.
And if somebody loved me like she does. Ooh, she does.
Yes, she does.
First time, don't you know it's gonna last? It's a love that lasts forever. It's a love that has no past. Don't let me down. She really done with. Ooh, she done with.
She done me good.
I guess nobody ever really done with.
Ooh, she done with. She done me good.
So that's the Beatles there, guys. So we said, you know, protect yourself is very important for the people, because now, you know, the schools are closed, a lot of businesses are closed, including restaurants and so forth. So you got to spend some time indoors. And what's happening? Look, the other day, look on the news, and the cops had to go out there and get those people off the beach there in Miami. Spring break, and they're just hanging out. This social distancing is very important, guys. And for you people I'm talking to today, don't forget it's 2 meters or 6 feet. Or think about a tall guy, the distance. That's the distance. This is between you and the other person. Stay away, let's say 6 feet. How would I measure that? Like a car distance. How about that? A little bit. Just think about a car distance, a small car distance. That's like 6 feet. For the older folks I'm talking about today. You stay away from people like that, that distance, stay away. Even if you have to go outside, that's the distance you stay away. Don't be, the hugging and kissing stops. You go and look on the news and you see how even the politicians, how they're meeting each other. The elbow, touching the elbows. Keep your hands clasped at sides, to your side or together. And that way you don't get this impulse where you want to go out and shake somebody's hand. I'm having a problem because I'm accustomed to shaking people's hands. So now I just hold my hands all the time. Yeah, no hugging. Everybody understands. Long ago, you pass somebody, don't shake their hands. They would say, well, you know, you're rude. But we know what's happening right now. This is touching every country. The coronavirus is everywhere. So no hugs, no kiss and all that stuff. You know, people will understand. And the 6 feet or 2 meters away, a car distance away for my older folks out there. We talk about the stress. Yeah, I know, it's stressful, but it's normal to have a little bit of anxiety while this thing is going on, because we never saw it before. But you try to manage it. Stay informed. Speak, connect with your loved ones, whether in the States or wherever. You keep calling and talking. Family time now. All right? Talk, connect with them. And then also what you can do when you're home, you know, you can look at movies. Get into doing things. This might be a time for you really to, how about some home improvement? You've been out all the time. You always want to clean up in that house and fix it up real differently. You can use the time while you're there trying to stay away until this thing blow over. And guys, I got some news for you. I don't think this blowing over next week or next month. I think we're going all the way to the end of the year. I'm just from a scientific point of view. I think it all the way to the year we're going. So try to get involved with games. Whatever you can do at home. I play chess. I can play chess for a whole day. But, you know, call people, use the phones and so forth. Movies, one movie alone is 2 hours, 2.5 hours sometimes. And look at movies. You never had a chance to do this stuff. And then this stress with unemployment and finance and stuff. I want to say, I was just looking through the news today, actually. And I saw that, the government... This government is a great government we have here. You know, they're helping in every way so we can make it light for people who, some people will be losing their jobs and stuff like that. Real serious times. The other thing I want to talk about, you know, is going to tell you that you stay active. Yeah, I know. You said, all right, the gyms are closed, right? What do? Fresh air out there is good. You can walk. Don't forget the social distancing now. But you go for your nice fresh air walk. Oh, you got your little bike at home. You could ride that bike, you know, the stationary bike at home, that type of stuff. Try to do your little bit of sit-ups, your push-ups, and your little small. You could even put on the television there and look on some of these exercise, in-home exercise programs and follow. So keep yourself active. The walking outdoors is important, though. The fresh air, will do you good. California, a lot of problems going on over there, man. Oh, you know any homeless people over there? You think that a big US of A, everything's all bright and dandy, man, but you'd be walking in California and see some real people in the streets. So they got millions of people in the street over there. And this coronavirus, man. New York and California, man, those guys really got some problems there. But Hotel California, Eagles. I'll be right back.
I saw a ship.
Yeah, Hotel California, the Eagles, and that song, I love that song, you know. So we're talking about things that you can do while you're home. I'm trying to address the older folks who can't really, you know, not very much in touch with social media, so they can understand some of the things you can do so they wouldn't feel too bored. And we mentioned earlier that you could manage your stress, but don't forget prayers. It's a good time to read the word. You sit down, read the word, why not? And pray and meditate. I know, but yeah, you don't have to do that all day. But I'm saying you could now use this time to do things that you couldn't do before because you're so busy doing so many things, looking after the grandchildren, running around doing this, going to the market, all that type of stuff. You could start taking some time to relax and pray and meditate. We talked about homeschooling. That's something that can be done too. You could use that time to teach your children, your grandchildren, to go to school. So that time can be used to help your grandchildren, even your children. Just teach them homeschooling so they wouldn't be so much left behind. Netflix, very important now. You can see a lot of movies on Netflix. You can get on Netflix, so you have a great choice of movies right there. You can get into the movie scenes that I was talking about a little earlier. And music, a lot of everybody likes music. Just podcasts, just play your music. And you can get all your music in a nice, put them up in a nice playlist and so forth, and just put your little phone on and just enjoy your music and dance if you want to dance. You mean, look at me, I got a book called The Tipping Point. I couldn't get to finish that read. I think it's Gladwell, Malcolm Gladwell. Nice book. As a matter of fact, he came out with another one called Talking to Strangers. I still have that one up there. Didn't read that yet. But now I'm using those. Isn't the time to read the books? Catch up in your reading. So, yeah, you can use all these things, do all these things, wouldn't feel bored, and still, you know, enjoy yourself. Right? Don't allow yourself to get bored. And you guys out there who can't cook, young ladies that can't cook, or you always got a cookbook up there, you always want to try stuff out, now is the time in your home. You can just do some nice cooking, you know. Practicing this one, a little bit of that. Spanish food, Brazilian food, yeah. For your husband and for your wife and your children. Different type of menu and so forth. And don't forget, you could basically you could video chat. You can call up, disconnecting is important with your family. Video chat, don't just call them. Video, you got WhatsApp? Yeah, right. So you video call and talk. And so you're still socializing, even though you're keeping the distancing, the social distancing. Two princes. You're about to get out of here. Spin Doctors. I'll come back and wrap this thing up.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, you can choose me. He's got money, ain't got nothing. All I got is me, baby. money's not everything, man. Anyway, guys, we're giving you the tips. Don't forget, if you find that you got some cold symptoms, whether it's a headache or cough, you recently traveled, you find sneezy, running nose, shortness of breath or anything, you're feeling different, the hotline 536-4500, the hotline, and they can be able to arrange for you to go and get testing and so forth if you feel that you should be tested. Why not? Let's all be in this thing together, all right? And for you people at home, so you won't feel bored, don't forget to protect yourself, wash your hands, sneezing, you sneeze within your elbow, tissues and stuff, and make sure that if you don't be, distance yourself from people, 6 feet away, 1 yard car distance from the other person, okay? Manage your stress, do a lot of prayers, talk to your Lord, read the word. Number three, don't forget to, you can use this time to deep clean your house. Things that you couldn't do, you can go down in the cellar and clean all that stuff out. Use the time to clean up and, do some home improvement. Stay active, exercise, do a little bit of push-ups, a little bit of abs, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, ride the bicycle, the stationary bicycle, walk back and forth to your house if you have to, go outside for some fresh air, come back in, keep the social distancing. Homeschool, you can just teach your children. Netflix, don't forget movies and all that stuff. And music, you want music like me? Get your playlist and you know what to do. Prayers, we talked about. Reading, write, find the book you always want to read. You read. And now's a good time to learn to cook. So look at the cookbook and just, and then video chat. Connect with your friends, connect with your family. Don't forget the three things I always say. First, God. Second, country. Well, second, family. And third, country. Let me go back in the order now. God first. Second, family. Then country. Listen, guys, this is Dr. Alfred Sparman. May you have a nice day. Don't forget, stay safe. Here we go. Jay-Z, Living Forever Young. I'll see you next week.
In a sand pit, life is a short trip. The music's for the sad man. Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever. Forever young, I wanna be forever.
Hey, may the best of your todays be the worst of your tomorrows. We ain't even thinking that far. So we living life like a video, where the sun is always out and you never get old, and the champagne's always cold, and the music's always good, and the pretty girls just happen to stop by in the hood, and they hop their pretty ass up on the hood of that pretty ass car without a wrinkle in today, cause there's no tomorrow, just a picture perfect day that lasts a whole lifetime, and it never ends, cause all we have to do is hit rewind. Let's just stay in the moment, smoke some weed, drink some wine, reminisce, talk some shit, forever young is in your mind. Leave a mark that can't erase, neither space nor time. So when the director yells cut, I'll be fine. I'm forever young.
Forever young, I wanna be forever young. Do you really want to live forever? Forever and ever.
Been out much while we're alive. Life is for living, I'm living uptight. See you somewhere up in the sky. Then I die, I'll be alive for a million years. Bye bye, so not for legends, I'm forever young. My name shall survive. Through the darkest blocks, over kitchen stoves, over pirates' pots. My name shall be passed down to generations while debating up in barbershops. Young slung, hung here, showed it a nigga from here. With a little ambition, just what we can become here. And as the father passed the story down to his son's ears, younger kid, younger every year, yeah. So if you love me, baby, this is how you let me know. Don't ever let me go, that's how you let me know, baby.
Forever young, I wanna be forever.
let it run. Slamming Bentley doors, hopping out of Porsches, popping up on Forbes, this gorgeous. Hold up, niggas thought I lost it. They be talking bullshit, I be talking more shit, they nauseous. Hold up, I'll be here forever. You know I'm on my full shit. I ain't with foreclosure, I will never forfeit. That's the four bars. Google bring the chorus in. Did you get the picture yet? I'm painting you a portrait of young.
Forever young, I wanna be.